Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 CUES Symposium here in the beautiful Bahamas. And in the studio lounge, we have one of our keynote speakers today, Mary Kelly.
Woo!
Mary's here. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for being here.
You are welcome. And thank you for being here as
well. You bet.
So you were just on stage in there giving a very comprehensive keynote. Give us a quick overview on what you were chatting about up there.
This is the Futuronomics Leadership and Economics Program.
Okay.
So I'm an economist, which some people are going to now turn off right away. But I talk about how we can take what we know, the external shocks of the world,
Okay. All
the things that are going to impact our credit unions, and then what to do about it.
Okay.
So heading into 2024, we've got some external shocks that we were not counting on.
Mm-hmm.
Hamas invaded Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Russia is still in Ukraine.
Yeah.
China continues to do some saber rattling.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's on the geopolitical side. And then we've got some domestic issues. The biggest issue there, our own elections. Our own elections,
yeah. Interesting year.
Do tend to rock some things.
Mm-hmm.
What we have to do is make sure that we are providing the best possible leadership to our employees as well as our members.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what they need from us is they need to make sure that we are focused on five key elements.
Okay. What are those five key elements,
if you don't mind? Thanks for asking. So the five key elements, it's an acronym because acronyms are easy for people to remember. And it's PIVOT. I know
Okay. We're
all sick to death of that word.
Yeah, we said a lot of that
a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now I use it for everything and I'm stuck with it.
Good.
So we have to show up as credit union leaders every single day with the intent in our heart to instill people with a sense of purpose
Okay. That's
bigger than themselves. People need to know they're important.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know they're part of something bigger than
mm-hmm.
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The I in PIVOT is being prepared to influence and inspire people every single day,
Okay. Especially
if you're a leader. When you show up, you've got to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be that person people believe, like, and trust. You're the BLT sandwich. People need that from you. So when we are prepared to inspire and influence people every single day, it means the fact that we had a flat tire on the way to work. It means that our child on the way to drop him off from school said, but Daddy, we have to bring cupcakes. And at that moment,
when you're racing
out the door and then the dog throws up, you know, I mean, all the things happen.
Fun.
You leave that at the door.
Yeah.
Because you're the boss, you're the leader, and they're looking to you to cue off you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the V in PIVOT is the volatility. And I didn't mention it in the program, because I always want more time. But you know, a lot of us don't assess the volatility of the people around us
mm-hmm.
as well as we could.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in charge,
yeah.
I used to assess the volatility by that, you know, walking around.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say,
mm-hmm.
Mike, how you doing? And you'd
yeah.
say,
I'm doing great.
Great, yeah. You know what? That tells me nothing.
Oh.
Good, great, fine is what all of us get.
Yeah.
But if I said, hey, Mike, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being absolutely fantastic,
mm-hmm.
can't get better.
Yeah.
And 1 is, keep me away from tall bridges and buildings.
Oh.
Mike, where are you today?
Well, I took a red eye here yesterday, so I'm probably at a 3.
Yeah, you might be a 3 or maybe a 4. But I'm like, okay, Mike, what's going to get you from like a 3 to a 7?
Oh, a nap.
A nap,
mm-hmm.
a really good night's
mm-hmm.
sleep, maybe some good food, maybe a bourbon.
Yeah.
Like, those would all help. So I'm not worried about Mike, but if Mike's like, I don't even know where to start. Well, now that's all stop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like a Navy ship, that's all stop.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta figure out what's going on. We have
mm-hmm.
to assess the volatility mm-hmm. of the people around us.
Okay.
And then the O is finding opportunities when everybody else just seems gloom and doom and despair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the T is making sure we've got the right tools, training, techniques,
mm-hmm.
and tactics
mm-hmm.
in place to help our people be as good as possible.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes as leaders, because we have a working computer, we think everybody does. Or we had an easy time getting to work because we have a car that runs
mm-hmm.
and a reserved parking space.
Mm-hmm.
That's not everybody. So we just have to be really mindful of the people around us.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you said that, because it sounds like this is almost like servant leadership or being selfless. You really have to think about others before yourself. Is that kind of a fair assessment?
That's exactly right. And during stressful situations, a crisis, a challenge, a change. So COVID, you know, a flat tire, anytime people, and it doesn't matter. In your head, if it's your personal crisis, that's a personal crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not thinking about big things,
got
and you're
right.
not thinking about the other employees, and you're not thinking about the other members.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that that's where a lot of our employees are.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get in their head, and we have to figure out what's going on, what's important to them,
right.
so that we can serve them, so that we can help them get from a 3 to a 7,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
from a 7 to a 9.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really our job.
Is it recognition as well? recognizing them.
And recognition. It's huge.
Giving them a voice, almost. So that's kind of the other side of it.
Mike, do you feel overappreciated at work right now?
Overappreciated? Well, since it's my own organization, I have.
You do an amazing job. Well, yes.
I know, every day.
I give myself a pep talk. Yes. Most people don't feel appreciated enough. And, you know, a thank you goes a long way.
Simple
and a
thank you
with a little note and a gift card, I'm talking 10 bucks.
Yeah.
That goes super long ways.
Yep.
So we have to really be approaching people where they are, not always as where we are.
Yeah.
And as leaders, it's very easy because we're thinking big strategic thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking big things. We're worried about big issues.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we really have to bring it right down to the grassroots.
Well, what's your advice for a leader who is thinking about that? Sometimes you kind of get in your own silo, your own head. How do you get out of that and really start thinking on a selfless level, I guess? Every leader wants to be selfless and think about their team, you know. So, but sometimes you get stuck in that silo. So, how do you get out of it?
So you have to get out of your own head, and you have to understand the six stages of a crisis, challenge, or change, which I talked about today.
Yeah.
The first four stages are myopic. Your people in a very myopic place. They're focused on them, their job, their community, their kids, their dog.
Yeah.
And you, as a leader, have to step back, see the situation for what it is, and look externally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to do because you're going through the same thing they are.
Yeah,
you know,
no
it
doubt.
Is. It's no hard.
Doubt. Well, it's almost like, I don't know if you saw the first speaker this morning when she was talking about stop and shift.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like that's kind of the same thing. You've got to kind of have to stop yourself and shift your mindset and think about what that team member is going through. So,
I gave people,
they segued. Talk segued really nicely.
Mm-hmm. It is. So in stage six of a crisis, challenge, or change, you as the leader are now not just thinking, oh gosh, maybe I should get out of my own head.
Mm-hmm.
But there's very specific questions, very specific things. How do I support my people? How do I work cooperatively with my competition? How do we make our processes easier?
Mm-hmm.
How do we help people focus? How do we change our organizational structure?
Mm-hmm.
How do I help my board give great advice?
Yeah.
It's very focused and very specific, because if we just say, oh, Mike, do better, that's not helpful.
Wow.
Mike, think bigger. Not helpful. We have to help people by being very specific.
Give me some steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give me some practical advice. So good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, to wrap up here, what's the big takeaway you wanted the audience to leave with as they go back to their respective shops? Monday morning, so to speak.
Monday morning.
Yeah.
We have never needed your leadership as much as we do now.
Mm-hmm.
We need great leadership. Look around the world. There's a lot of problems. Most of those problems can be solved by great leadership or great leaders stepping up to do the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing the right thing is hard. Mm-hmm. Doing the right thing is costly. Doing the right thing is usually not popular. But we got to do the right thing. And as leaders, we have to make sure that we're making the right decisions at the right time for the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do the right thing. So I ended with a quote by, it's a Hawaiian word called kina ole.
Mm-hmm.
And it means do the right thing at the right time with the right spirit to the right person every time.
I think that's what Heather talked about in her opening. She said the exact same thing.
No, she used the term, to correct you on your own podcast.
Oh, my bad.
She used the term kuleana.
Oh, okay.
Kuleana is a different word.
Yeah.
Kuleana means influence.
Okay.
So that's your sphere of influence and area of responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you getting involved in a fight on Facebook over politics with somebody you don't know,
mm-hmm.
why? It's not your kuleana. It's not your sphere of influence.
Gotcha.
Stay out of it.
Yeah.
Focus on the things you can control. Focus on your kuleana, the place where you can make the most difference. Sorry, I spent a whole lot of time in Hawaii, so.
No worries. Thank you for the education.
Oh, sorry.
And the clarification.
Yeah, I hate to say that to you on your own podcast. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, I mess up all the time, believe me.
No. But Hawaii only has like 13 letters in their whole alphabet, so a lot of the words sound the same.
I hear you. Well, thank you so much. And where can folks contact you? Where can they find you? And we can put that in the show notes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
My site, my company is productiveleaders.com.
Okay.
Because who wants an unproductive leader?
That's true.
Productiveleaders.com, and I'm Mary Kelly. So if you've got any questions or anybody wasn't sure about the resources or they're like, I wasn't there, can I get the resources?
Yeah.
Send me an email.
Okay.
Mary@productiveleaders.com.
Got it. We'll put all that stuff in the show notes. Productiveleaders.com, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.